This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. It's the day after Valentine's Day. And guess what? It turns out that eating all the chocolate you want is good for your health. Hey, wait a minute. That couldn't be right. Well, of course it's not. How could it be? But that's exactly what's happening with regard to how we understand the health effects of alcohol. Sometimes it's hard to find the evidence behind the hype in marketing, the sports sponsorships, and the pseudoscience published in the popular press. When something sounds just too good to be true, we need to move slowly and look at the evidence. We've been told that moderate levels of alcohol, just a drink or two, and wine in particular, can lower our risk of heart disease, lengthen our life, improve our libido, protect us against dementia, and much more. Now beer is being promoted for its health benefits, including its fiber, its natural protein, and antioxidants and vitamins. It also sounds too good to be true, and it is. And there are lots and lots of myths about alcohol's benefits. This week, when a 92-year-old patient told one of my medical students that she attributes her old age to her regular use of scotch, her 96-year-old husband chimed in and replied, he attributes his old age to the fact that he stays completely away from the stuff. Drinking even moderately can cause big problems. Worldwide, 2.5 million people die each year from alcohol-related deaths. This is twice the number of people who die from HIV. Yet we spend billions to prevent HIV deaths, but we actually spend money to promote the use of alcohol. A scientific report in the BMJ looked across all the published studies, and guess what they found? The benefits of alcohol are vastly overstated, and most don't even exist. An expected finding is that most of the studies related to the benefits of alcohol are sponsored by, groups that have a strong affiliation with alcohol and alcohol producers. As a rule, media reports on health effects, be they alcohol, avocados, or chocolate, should never be trusted when they've been funded by those with a vested interest in the outcome. We've learned the hard way that we can't trust drug companies to tell us the truths about their medicine, so it should be no surprise that the same holds true for other products that claim health benefits, including the manufacturers of vitamins and herbal supplements. Experts with no industry connection suggest that nobody should drink alcohol, even low levels, with the expectation that it's going to lower their risk of disease. There are lifestyle changes and dietary changes that you can make to improve your health, but drinking alcohol isn't one of them. Drink if you wish, just don't expect to live longer or better because of it. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.